Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Arla McKinley and the Lonesome Sound. This is Red Barn Radio.
And while I'm with you, I'll beg, steal, and barter for what you're afraid to receive. I will try to work for love until you say you've had enough. We'll get rest when the sun comes. In my mind, the nights still belong to us. 'Cause in my mind, the nights still belong to us.
So, Arlo, your birth name is Tim Carr. What's the significance of the stage name you chose?
I took my two grandfathers' names who have passed. My father's name was Arlo, and my mother's father's middle name was McKinley. And I always wanted to use the name McKinley in there somewhere, and then I figured if I was going to give love to one, I might as well give love to both. So I'm just trying to, it's just out of love for my family and where I came from. And that's kind of that. And I've taken on the name. I've had to get very used to answering to Arlo. So,
how long have you had to get used to that?
For the past couple of years.
You're still getting used to it.
Still getting used to it. Yeah. Okay. I remember the very first time it happened. I think I looked at her and I was like, "Oh, it's starting to happen. I think it's happening now." Which is fine.
Going through the change.
Yeah, going through the change. I don't know. I people who know me, I think, know that Tim Carr couldn't get up there and do it, so someone else needs to get up there and tell a story. So I think that's kind of where it comes from.
Yeah.
I'll die ashamed over every stupid thing I brought with me, and I gave to you. I often lied, but I swear I always tried to be the best I could be for you. So I'll take with me to my grave the note I wrote, but never got to read out loud to you. Someday I know from this dirt flowers will grow and I will be another memory. So I thank you now for bringing love to me somehow. Sad songs to me.
So I'll take with me to my grave the note I wrote but never got to read out loud.
Thank you very much.
After Great Depression and all that, I hadn't played music for some years. Yeah, it all just kind of happened to work. If I was going to start something new, I wanted just a clean slate with it. No one see that this guy's making music, you know, and or write it off or like it. Or no one knew it was me at first. Now it's kind of out there. But at first, I just wanted songs out there and then let people decide. I didn't want there to be like a already someone judging it before they even heard it, whether that was good or bad, because I think some people would automatically think he's doing something that's going to be good. And there's some people that are like, that guy's doing something, I don't think I'm going to listen to it. So it's a mixture of both.
What do you think it is about recognition for artists that sometimes can take things to a really intense and maybe dangerous place?
Especially on the road, you have people who have either always wanted to be artists, you have people that wanted to be in that circle somehow, and I think a lot of people look at that as their way in to that circle, especially on that tour. Like we were playing House of Blues and places like that, so you had, you know, people just find their way into where it's going after the show, and then that happens one too many nights, and then you realize the next day that, you know, over time you're needing that to happen, and when you're needing that to happen, it's all kind of downhill from there.
So. Yeah, so it worked for a time.
Worked for a time, for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm good with whatever anybody wants to do and anything like that. Just do your best to keep a handle on it. It's really all I can say. You know? I'm not going to tell anybody they're wrong or that they're right, but on a musician standpoint, it's the easiest thing to fall into and to derail you, I think, for sure. Because it's there. I none of us have probably had to pay for a drink since we've been a band, I'm sure. And that's just the way that it is. It's the, here you go, here's a shot, here you go, you're playing, you're the entertainment. Yeah. And it's just people want to be a part of what's happening at the moment. And I think that has a lot to do with it. So.
I won't forget that private eye that found me out and told you all my lies. I promised truth, swore to you peace, always keeping both out of you. No surprise, I don't see love in your eyes. I turn these hearts into a mess. I need this medicine more than I need my friend, so I'm wishing. I'm wishing it all away. You threw at me.
Thank you.
We went on a little tour to Colorado, and we would just play our shows, go back to the room, and if we wanted to have a couple drinks there together, talk about the night, it was good. It's just when you're driving through Arkansas and you've been up for like 3 days, you're just like, wow, it's no longer about the music. It's not about the music anymore. So I was just, Great Depression ended up, it wasn't about the music. It was about the experience of it all. And this I'm just trying to do completely differently. So, and that's what I would tell someone, make the music the important thing.
Yeah.
Nothing good will come out of it, I guarantee it.
Yeah, somebody wants to line the stage up with, you know, a bunch of beer. And nowadays I'll have one. But that's much better. You're better at your craft if you're paying attention.
Yeah, right, yes. Right.
Especially
yeah.
Something like this.
Like, and really, well, one thing that made me stop is I started seeing videos of, geez, there's nothing worse than seeing a video online where you're like, geez, I performed like that one night. And then you want to hide. You want to hide your face for a while. So
I think we're growing up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And that's it, too. Just trying to grow and make the music the main thing. And I think a lot of these songs are about those experiences. And then once I'm done talking about that and I get it out of me, we'll go on to something else. So, but.
Time in bars that I have spent, I know just where the money went, and now I'm left to die. I watched you as you walked away. I never tried to make you stay. I just watched and wondered where it all went wrong. Now I've got a story. And girl, you can wait for wild horses, but I won't. And girl, you can wait for wild horses, but I won't. When the sun goes down, I'll be on my way out. I'm feeling like my time's done now. All I've known and girl, you can wait.
Harlow McKinley, The Lonesome Sound. I would like to thank our guests, Harlow McKinley and The Lonesome Sound, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank to those of you listening to our webcast, and especially to those of you who are here tonight in the studio audience to be part of this big landmark show for us. And what a great show it was. Just a great, great night. We enjoy this so much, and we're glad you guys came tonight to be here to celebrate with us. Thanks so much. I'd love for Arlo to play us out with one more tune. Would you guys be up to do that? Give him a big hand again, folks. Thank him for coming.
Try to say she gonna save my soul. Free me of my worries in the devil's hole. Told me that time was not a friend of mine. And if I wanna make it better, stop erasing lines. Said I'm too far gone. There's no hope for me. I'm where I belong, on the dark side of the street. Sleep all day, I stay up all night. Keep the whiskey and the women close to keep me right. I never really had much luck with love. Cause I'm always wanting more, I never have enough. No, 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 I'm too far gone. There's no hope. Thought that I'd end up this way. Now I'm carrying debt no honest man can pay. I never really had much luck with love. Cause I'm always wanting more, I never have enough, no. Belong. dark side of the street. You guys have been a blast.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Sarah, Arlo, and Zach, Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound for being with us. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer and program host is Brad Becker. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson and Lynn Hacker. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.